You're listening to the Naked Bible Podcast. To support this podcast, go to nakedbiblepodcast.com and click on the support link in the upper right-hand corner. If you're new to the podcast and Dr. Heiser's approach to the Bible, click on New Start Here at nakedbiblepodcast.com.
Welcome to the Naked Bible Podcast, episode 460, honoring Dr. Michael S. Heiser, part 2. I'm the layman, Trey Strickland. And I want to thank everybody who has gone to the Naked Bible Podcast website and left a message honoring Mike. I appreciate that. Today's episode is going to be strictly the audience's turn to say whatever they feel led to say. And also the next episode, too, coming out next week is going to be the same thing. So I'm going to leave the ability to record a message for those who have not yet gone to NakedBiblePodcast.com and left a message honoring Mike. You'll see a button there where you can do so. You can do it on your cell phone. It doesn't matter. And also, while you're there, please help support the podcast. For those who have not heard, the podcast is going to continue. I have asked several scholars to help me finish 1 Samuel, and hopefully those episodes will start coming out here pretty soon. And next episode will be one more episode of the audience's turn to remember Mike again. So please go to NakedBiblePodcast.com. You've got at least one more week with the ability to leave a message so you could get on to the next episode. And without further ado, here is everybody's thoughts.
This is Giuseppe in Florida. Grateful for Michael Heiser and his work on the Naked Bible Podcast and his books. It's greatly enriched my Bible study. He'll be missed, but his work will live on, and he's helped to enrich my life and my Bible study. Thanks.
My name is Justin. I'm from Illinois. And although I was a Bible college graduate, my knowledge of the Bible was filled with many voids. So I went searching for answers and stumbled across Dr. Mike's book, The Unseen Realm. Since reading it, my theological world was changed dramatically. I went searching for more and found the Naked Bible Podcast. I want to say I'm so grateful for the podcast, for Dr. Mike, for the entire team that helps with that. And I'm going to miss Dr. Mike and his ministry immensely.
My name is Larry. I'm a pastor in Southern California. And I started following Naked Bible Podcast and reading Michael's books just about 3 years ago at the most. And I have just dived in. I've been through so many of the podcasts. It's my daily devotion in the morning. I read his Naked Bible Podcast, his books, and I knew he was sick. And as the last year, I could tell, but I still enjoyed him. What a wonderful teacher! I'm so sorry that he's gone. God bless.
My name is Renee. I want to send this recording because Dr. Heiser was such an inspiration to me. After 30 years of serving the Lord, he totally opened up my Bible to me and showed me such more richness in it. And I thank him so much for the work that he did and the care that he had for those of us who can't get that degree. You're appreciated so much. And my condolences to your wife and your kids. Give the pugs a hug. We're going to miss you, Michael Heiser.
Hello, Dr. Michael Heiser. Really impacted my life. My spiritual walk has improved so much because of him. It's beyond words, honestly. I can't even put how I feel about him into words. Just so many questions that I had. And when he said that the unseen realm would really change your perspective about the Bible, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth, and it really rocked my world, and I miss him greatly. He has such a great legacy, and I still listen to the podcast, and I love French Pop 321, and I'll keep growing and learning just because of what he did. Thank you for the opportunity to voice my opinion. My name is Melissa, and I'm from Phoenix.
Hi, I'm Nick from Superior, Wisconsin. I can't even begin to express how much of an impact Heiser has had on me. I remember the first time I listened to one of his talks, I thought, oh, this guy's either nuts or he's on to something. And now after years and literally thousands of hours of his content and his steady voice in my ear daily, he's truly inspired me to be a better person, and I can never read the Bible the same way again because of him. And Heiser could have spent a lot of his time, you know, in academics or writing even, you know, more books, but he chose to bring his knowledge to us laymen, you know, for which I am really grateful, and we should all to continue to bring these insights to churches and Bible studies, you know, which is what Heiser would have wanted us to do. And, you know, though we've never met, it'll probably be a long time until we do meet. I miss you, Mike. And before I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
Michael Heiser, a number of years ago in Chicago, when Knox Theological Seminary was joining forces with Logos Bible Software, and it was Dr. Michael Heiser's speech that convicted me that I should attend Knox Theological Seminary, and I've not regretted that decision since. I've been a student and follower of Michael Heiser for a number of years. He is the reason I've gotten interested in spiritual warfare. I've learned a number of things from him. I've been a follower of the Naked Bible podcast. I've been able to interact back and forth with Dr. Michael Heiser with questions, and he's just been a good friend in responding and depositing in my life. He will be missed, but his impact on my life, as well as many others, would never be deleted. He's a great man. He now understands everything he's been teaching us, and he is a part of that unseen realm. And he is seeing God for who he is. And I'm so thankful for his contribution in my life.
My name is John, and I'm from Spring, Texas. Just wanted to take a moment to honor Dr. Michael Heiser, his life and his work, and to everyone who's currently teaching the unseen realm, who supported the doctor in life, his family, and this podcast itself. Just really helped me. I believe his work is instrumental in reviving the ancient context of the Bible. And I think it provides a wonderful framework to defend the faith and the Bible with truth as it is, not trying to turn the Bible into something that it's not, which really hinders the ability to defend our faith from those who would make us look silly because of those things. And there are just so many silly things and downright lies out there that we just kind of come to believe after a time. I know I was challenged many times listening to the podcast and reading Dr. Heiser. And I really was forced to evaluate some of the things that I believed, but were never really backed by Scripture. And I know that my faith and loyalty has only grown for this wonderful God that we serve and for this very human book called the Bible that, in my mind, has only grown more divine, even if the work is very human. I just want to thank Michael Heiser for that.
Hi there. My name is Toby. I'm originally from Malaysia, but I currently live in Pittsburgh. I first encountered Mike's content on YouTube in 2020, when I first went down the rabbit hole of Enoch. I remember struggling to connect what I was seeing in Enoch with the rest of the Bible. That is, until I read Reversing Hermon and saw his lecture on the book. That book highlighted for me two things. It highlighted Mike's finesse as a biblical scholar, as well as his heart for Jesus Christ. Since then, I've benefited so much from Mike's work. Just how, for me, he modeled a confessional scholar who could use the nuts and bolts of language and historical contexts to handle the biblical text without cheating. I will always be grateful for Mike's dedication to expose us to the Bible in its own terms and for all of its nuance. Indeed, in doing so, he has helped me, and many others, see more clearly the nature of reality, Yahweh's plan for the cosmos in Christ Jesus, and our role in it. Hard as it is to see him go, I trust that for his service, for the kingdom of God, in using his wisdom to turn many to righteousness, he is now in the presence of Jesus, shining like the brightness of the sky above, forever and ever, as described in Daniel 12. I look forward to meeting Mike in glory, but until then, I will strive to emulate his intellectual rigor, grit, humility, and most importantly, his desire to serve the body of Christ. And thank you, Trey, for giving us Naked Bible Podcast listeners this opportunity to honor Dr. Heiser, a.k.a. The Mike, as some of us might affectionately remember him by. God bless.
Hello, my name is Jim from New Jersey, and I stumbled across Dr. Michael S. Heiser less than a year ago while I was researching some information regarding Deliverance Ministries and came across the Fern and Audrey episodes of the Naked Bible Podcast. The material has been so helpful to me, and I'm so appreciative. But more than that, I can't express enough how Mike's teachings and opening my eyes to the way I should look at the Bible has really turned things around. I've been a Christian for about 40 years, and I've never seen these things before. And I ask myself, why is that? And I came to see that it's because I was looking at it through the filters of traditions and through creeds and all of the things that Mike has brought to our attention. It's the wrong way to do things. I so appreciate his view on things. I so appreciate his humility and his desire to reach out to the common person. That's me. And I'm thrilled that he's now part of that divine council in a way that he's never been before. I pray for his family, for Drina and his children, and for all those who relied on Mike for a steady dose of teaching each week on the Naked Bible Podcast. I'm so glad that God gifted him to us for the short time that he was with us, and for me, of the very short time that I've known him. God bless all. And
it's difficult to find the words that would relay and carry the weight which my heart feels in attempting to say thank you to Mike for opening up scriptures for all of us who knew there was so much more, but we were unable to get it out. It took Mike, with the Lord's leading and the power of the Holy Spirit, to shed light on them. And I just want to say thanks, Mike. Doug in Michigan.
This is Kejian, serving in Bible translation in Southeast Asia. It's about a year and a half ago that I learned about the works of Dr. Mike Heiser, his approach to the Bible. Every episode, every production he has made, I've learned so much every time. So I was really sad to hear that he has passed on. And it made me realize that he'd become like kind of a mentor to me. So, I was really sad. I thank God for the ministry of Dr. Mike Heiser, and I'm sure it will have a lasting effect on the church worldwide. So thank you, Mike, and looking forward to meeting you.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm from Savage, Minnesota. I just want to say that Michael Heiser has been a real blessing in my life. The things he has taught have deepened my understanding of the Bible, and I'm very grateful for him dedicating his life to sharing his knowledge and wisdom with the lay community, the average Christian in the pew, as I think he calls us. Right now I'm putting together a course to teach some of the basic items from Dr. Heiser at my church, my local church. I've recommended his book to many, but reading a book is sometimes just a barrier to some, so I'm actually going to teach some of this content in a 8-week course, and I'm tapping into the videos that are available online, so they'll actually get to hear directly from Dr. Heiser. Again, I just want to express my sympathy for the family and let you know that he's been in Dr. Heiser, this incredible blessing in my life.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Hendrik, and I'm from Los Angeles. I came to know Dr. Michael Heiser during the time of the COVID pandemic in the year 2020. I wish I would have known him much sooner, a long time ago. But it was from a YouTube, from a Naked Bible podcast file, and it was about Genesis 6 and the sons of God, and I was totally blown away with that teaching. I was awakened by it. And from then on, I started to listen to all the teachings of the Naked Bible podcast, and I was just following him on the YouTube. All these interviews, I just heard many of them, and I'll just to mention a few of them. The Unseen Realm documentary, Fallen Angels from the Remnant Radio, also The Secrets of Eden from the Remnant Radio, Aliens and Demons documentary, the Demons one, and the Angels one were all good. Yes, he's going to be greatly missed. And wow, thank you very much, Heiser, for your teachings. They were so refreshing and uplifting. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Hey, Trey, this is Alfonso coming from Chicago, Illinois. I just want to give my condolences. I'm really sorry. I want you to know that you're in my prayers along with Drina and the rest of Mike's family. Mike meant a lot to me as far as spiritual guidance and instruction. I probably won't find another teacher like him. He was unique in that sense. I really appreciate him taking us under his wing and sharing and sacrificing his time and his life for the kingdom. And ultimately, I'm eternally grateful for God sending him and helping me understand better the image of God and God's supernatural family. I had a lot of supernatural experiences when I was a kid. No one was able to ever answer the questions. I'm young. I'm only 27. So it wasn't that long ago, but he was the first person ever that I encountered that was able to answer the questions. So he meant a lot to me. He was more than a teacher, more as a spiritual father, in a sense, and a mentor. So he will be missed greatly. My prayers again out to you, Trey. Every day, you're in my prayers, brother, and Mike's family. God bless you. Love you, man. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Teresa from Omaha, Nebraska. I just got done listening to your tribute to Dr. Heiser on the podcast, and it was really a wonderful, wonderful, nice long walk, a nice tribute to him. I've kind of been going through a deconstruction of my faith in the last few years, so I've really been searching for depth and not just the Bible studies that I grew up with that were really for like fourth graders, but stuff with that you could sink your teeth into to really understand God and the divine counsel. I heard of Dr. Heiser through the Bible Project and one of their videos on the divine counsel, and that kind of got me going on the podcasts and his books, etc. So, thank you, Trey, for your wonderful tribute, and I bless the relationship that you had with a man that was really changed things in a lot of ways. But I appreciate it. I just wanted to say thank you. Bye bye.
I'm Floyd from Danvers, Mass. This is my fifth time trying to record this because I keep messing up. But the short and skinny of it is
I thank God that he allowed me the opportunity to get in touch and learn of the Naked Bible Podcast. I'm just profoundly shocked just to be shown how little I know. During my life, I have met people, I've listened to sermons, and I can say I've always been fed the Word of God, but Dr. Heiser and his teachings just satiated my spirit. It filled my soul in a way that I take to heart, and there are things that I'm going to actively place in my life and in the upbringing of my children. Even though I never met you guys, I feel like I know you. Thank you, Mr. Heiser. Thank you, Trey. It's been a blast. And I look forward to whatever it is that God puts into your heart next.
Hello, my name is Douglas, and I'm from Colorado. And Heiser's work has been just an amazing blessing in my life. I first started hearing about him from the Bible Project when I was listening to their podcast probably around 2018 or so. And I very quickly got into the podcast, and eventually I bought a lot of his books. And I think that just understanding so much about the Divine Council worldview and understanding the Deuteronomy 32 stuff really explains a lot about the way biblical authors view the world and explains so much about what's going on in the world right now. And as I currently major in philosophy and about to graduate, and I've also learned so much about other religions in the world and how, and I've kind of picked a lot of pieces myself, and it's amazing stuff. And Heiser's legacy, I think, is the fact that he managed to take this really, you know, academic stuff, and being able to bring it to people is such an amazing blessing that I think we need way more of in the church right now. Because for so long, like, that kind of stuff was just restricted, and I think, like, the popular Christianity was stuck with some of the really basic stuff, and it was really easy for bad theology and other stuff that isn't actually Christianity to get infected in. But now, like, we have the resources, and even though, you know, Heiser's not with us on this earthly plane anymore, its impact, I think, will still be felt for generations and generations to come. Like, 100 years from now, I think that the church is going to be a lot stronger, and a lot of that can be traced back to Heiser's work. So, God bless you.
Dr. Heiser, thank you for everything you did for us. You literally changed not only my way of understanding the truth of Scripture, but so many others, and you did it with grace and poise. You will be sorely missed, but we know you're where you belong, at the Father's side and under the grace of Christ. Godspeed, friend. We'll see you soon, brother.
Hi, my name is Alan, and I'm from Chesapeake, Virginia. And I just wanted to say a couple of words about Dr. Heiser and what an impact he has made on my life. I didn't know the guy well. I only met him one time when he came to Virginia Beach to do a conference. And not only has this man shaped my theology tremendously, but even when I met him, he didn't have the same air about him that, well, frankly, I've seen in other scholars. By contrast, Mike came across personable, humble, and approachable. And I think I even like that even more about him. No question was off limits. Just an overall great guy, very gifted guy. And I got to say, when I listened to his tribute episode, it was hard not to tear up. That was hard when I first started listening to it. But I seriously believe Mike has made a tremendous dent in this world. His goal was to bring high scholarship to the average Joe, and I think he more than achieved that. So for what it's worth, I think the world's really going to miss him. I know I do. Thank you.
Hello, I am Aaron from Buffalo, New York. I'd like to thank you, Mike, for all that you did for me. With all the emails you answered and all the really awful questions I asked you, and you still replied, and you never looked down on me. You never cared about how I use grammar. And thank you for accepting my gifts that I sent you a long time ago. Thank you for the hard work you put in. And thank you for being a really good example of how hard we should work and how we should care about everyone to join the family and to one day see them in Eden with Jesus glorified and all of our bodies glorified and part of the divine council. And thank you for always responding to my emails, and thank you so much for answering that question. For my son to see such a great man, you are the mic, the dot connector. Farewell.
This is Julie from the UK. I've listened to the podcast from the beginning, and I've purchased the books. Oh, what a blessing Mike has been in moving me forward in my biblical studies. I've always loved the Bible, and like the majority of the podcast family, been interested in the fringe and alternative world viewpoint, and mostly been the only one who was minded in this way within my family and church. But hunger and thirst means you seek out answers, and Dr. Heiser has enabled and empowered me with the tools to facilitate my quest for knowledge. When I do Bible studies and teaching, I now can point out things because I'm better equipped. I couldn't do the academic work now because of life commitments, so Mike Heiser has enabled me to get the information out and pass it on. When I speak to unsaved people who believe in things that the church would not promote, be it aliens and other spiritual fringe stuff, his body of work and the academics he has introduced to us on the podcast again means I have credible things to bring, source material to pass on, be it a seed to plant or whatever, because it's all about salvation, isn't it? So thank you, dear Mike. You're the C.S. Lewis of our generation. Bless you. And Trey, too, thank you for your part in the podcast ministry. Amen.
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I want to say thank you to Dr. Heiser and to his wife and family and children. I am praying for them. I'm very thankful for letting us borrow Dr. Heiser for all his work and everything he did. I started to listen to his work probably around 2020. I started visiting and reading some of the books from Rob Skiba. He also passed away maybe 2 years ago. On the young side. And then I was listening to Gary Stearman and then Tom Horn. And all those people led me to Dr. Heiser. Have read most of his books, but I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for teaching me that if it's weird, I have to find out, I have to learn about it. Not to be afraid of what's different, what's weird. And if it's in the Bible, well, it has a purpose, it has a reason. I just want to say thank you and that I love his work and he will be very much missed. Thank you. Again, thank you.
I am a brand new listener to the Naked Bible podcast. I just started listening in 2022, a coworker was the one who actually introduced me to the podcast, and I am so glad that he did. I was already turned on to some of the things that Mike talks about, actually through my husband. He had done his own research. My husband had done his own research while he was growing up. So when he was like 16, he actually was watching Ancient Aliens and was looking at some of this stuff and was using his own critical reasoning to see what was happening in Ancient Aliens and look at the Bible and be like, oh, Genesis, that's what actually happened. The sons of God came to the daughters of men, and that's where these giants came from. That's what they're calling these ancient aliens, quote unquote, is actually this. So my husband was the first one that actually taught me about that. And then to hear it confirmed through a biblical scholar was so cool to me. And it just has really opened up my eyes to the spiritual realm in a deeper way. And more than that, it specifically is opening my eyes to how to smash the idols and how to come out of agreement with the gods of the earth and come into greater agreement with the living God, who is the King of all kings and the God of all gods. And it just gives me so much more clarity in that regard. And it has awakened such a deeper hunger to look into all that the Bible has to offer. So I'm so grateful for what Mike Heiser has given to the earth. And I wish he could have given more, but I'm grateful for what he gave.
Hi, this is Andy from Cincinnati. I've been so blessed by the Naked Bible podcast, Mike, and all the work that you've done. I had an opportunity to see you when you came through Dayton and Cincinnati a couple of years ago, and to meet your family, you know, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. A friend of mine said, hey, listen to this podcast about Melchizedek. And he forwarded me the first in the series of Melchizedek of the Naked Bible podcast. And I listened to it. I got to some comment a few minutes into it that said something like, Mike and Trey, you're talking back and forth about all of this content available about Melchizedek. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what do you mean? It's like mentioned three times in the Bible. How can there be all of this content? And I went on to listen to episode 2, episode 3 in that series. And here's like 4 hours of content that's pointing to thousands of pages about Melchizedek. And that was it. I found myself in the deep end, treading water, trying to stay afloat. And it just took off from there. I credit you, Mike, with teaching me how to study my Bible. I've read so much. Your guests, your podcast have pointed me to so many other materials. I understand what journal articles mean. I'm a Logos user because of you and helping this come alive, especially for the young people around me. Thank you so much for what you've done and giving me the opportunity to not just learn from you, to pass it on to others. It's just beautiful. I can't wait to see you someday. Love you, brother.
G'day. My name's Josh. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. You know, people say that there's a revival at Asbury, and I wouldn't know. I can't get there. For me personally, I think a revival started way earlier, on the 5th of February in 2015, when Mike and Trey relaunched the Naked Bible podcast. Well, when I first heard Mike on a radio show called Steel on Steel, I was discouraged. I lacked confidence. I just felt like a weirdo, crazy person, and I really questioned whether I'd wasted my life. But listening to Mike brought everything into clarity and gave me confidence and encouraged me, so that I am a different Christian now. And is that not the mark of revival? Can you not say that what Mike has done and what Trey has done and the guys that work together to get the information out there, has it not changed you? Is that not revival? The best that we can do, the best that we can hope for, the way to honor Mike is to keep talking to other Christians, because Mike did something wonderful. He took something high and lofty and he brought it down and he gave it to where it belongs, the hearts and minds of everyday Christians like you and me. And we thank God for that. And I want you to have a moment of grief and then remember the joy and go out and talk to other Christians and encourage them with the encouragement that Mike has given you and the encouragement that God has given Mike. Let's pass it on.
This is Ryan from Pearland, Texas. I first met Mike when I moved to Bellingham, Washington in 2010. His instruction and example revitalized my faith at a time when I was spiritually drained. He opened my eyes to peer behind the veil of Scripture, and I still cannot get enough of it. I am eternally grateful that he pursued the career he chose. To persevere in creating and sharing content I know many others probably counseled him against. I'm thankful for his perseverance and service to our Lord and the church. On a more personal note, I'm thankful for his being available, patient, and willing to answer questions and set aside time for lunches when I was in town. I've enjoyed sharing his content with others as a lay teacher in my church, and I look forward to continuing to share that content with many more and seeing their lives changed and faith deepened. Rest well, Mike.
Hi, my name is Robert, and I'm from California. Discovering Dr. Michael Heiser helped me through a very distressing time in my life, in which my faith was greatly shaken. I couldn't reconcile evolution with the creation accounts found in Genesis, so I started to doubt the veracity of the Bible. It is a very unsettling feeling to not trust Jesus. Thankfully, I happened upon Michael Heiser's website and Naked Bible podcast. Dr. Heiser spoke a simple truth that the Bible is not a science textbook, but that it is instead a book that communicates God's plan and truths about God. My faith was then instantly restored, and it continues on to today. Thank you, Dr. Heiser, for pointing that out to me.
Thank you, Brother Michael. Thank you, Dr. Heiser, for allowing the Lord to guide you down the path of Psalm 82 in Hebrew. Thank you for producing Unseen Realm, the Naked Bible podcast, the many seminars about the unseen realm. It's such a blessing. Thank you for tying up the entire message of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, for showing so many valuable details and insights about why Jesus died on the cross, why the unseen realm, the sons of God, the Elohim are so valuable, why Paul talked so much about the powers, the thrones, authorities, and so on. I'm saddened to hear that you're gone, but now you are in the unseen realm, enjoying the presence of Yahweh, the angel of Yahweh, and the spirit of Yahweh. God bless you richly, and we'll see you again.
I live in Wilton, California, by Sacramento. I am a retired grocery store clerk, a Sunday school teacher for the junior high. I only have two students. And I appreciate Mike because he gave me a better understanding of the word Elohim. I bought his book, Unseen Realm, and one of my favorite Naked Bible podcasts is episode 86. That really helped me to understand 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So thank you, Mike, for helping me to understand this retired grocery store clerk to understand the Bible better. Looking forward to seeing you in heaven.
My name's Nick from Michigan, and I'm thankful for the Naked Bible podcast content of Dr. Michael Heiser. Thank you, Trey, for doing this. I just finished listening to the tribute episode 459, and I'm saddened that I won't have any more Dr. Heiser episodes to listen to. I'll continue to pray for his family and for you also, Trey, and work through the grief that goes along with this, as the rest of us are grief-stricken also, but thankful that our Lord and Savior has brought him home and that now he knows all these things. Thank you for all that you've done over the years. I'm sorry that this is the first time I'm donating. I've meant to do it for years, and I hope you'll forgive me for that. And I thank you greatly for all the content and for all the learning that I've come to. Heavenly Father, give these folks, all that are involved here, and Dr. Heiser's family, comfort and peace in the days to come as they go forward without him. We've lost a great man, but we'll get to see him again someday. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do in Jesus' name.
This is John from Bellevue, Nebraska. I've been listening to the Naked Bible podcast for years now. Even the first 20 so episodes that Mike transcribed and were kind of a little awkward, got benefit from those. But, you know, more than any particular thing that Mike taught on, what I appreciate most from him was his approach as a scholar, just not being afraid to tackle the hard, weird things in the text, but to come right at them, to, you know, go after primary sources and, you know, really build a good argument behind things. And probably the thing that I find most helpful is that if there was tension in the text, you just let there be tension in the text. Life is full of all kinds of uncomfortable tensions. And as best as we can tell, that's by God's design. So when Mike encountered those tensions in the text, he didn't try to fit them into some paradigm, to massage them into some system or creed. He just let them be. And so I'll always be thankful for him and how his approach has given me comfort in those uncomfortable places. And I'm better for it. And I'm thankful for him and others who continue to pour out their knowledge and their learning with others so that it can build up the body of Christ.
My name is Josh. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I just listened to the Honoring Dr. Michael Heiser podcast, and it was really emotional to listen to. And one of the things I thought about as I was doing that is that I regretted, you know, never messaging or emailing Dr. Heiser and letting him know just how big of an impact he had on my life, and, you know, never getting to go to the conferences or any of those things and actually shake his hand and meet him. I really regret that and wish that I could have. I've been following Dr. Heiser for years now, and he really had a huge impact on my life. I was a pastor, always wanted to be a pastor my whole life, and that really did not work out. I had a lot of questions, and my tenure as a pastor ended really poorly, and it really hurt. And in that time, I really struggled with the Bible and what the Bible had to say, and began to question and began to look, and that led to Dr. Heiser's work. And everything about his work solidified my faith. It made me believe what I had been raised to believe more. It strengthened my faith, and it gave me the courage to ask the questions that I really believe the Lord had laid on my heart that I would ask so that I could know him better. And Dr. Heiser led that for me. Without him, I don't know that my faith would even still exist. But because of him, it's stronger than it's ever been. And I just want to take a second to say thank you, and thank his family for giving him to such a large audience so that he could minister to all of us. Thank you, Dr. Heiser.
What can I say about Dr. Michael Heiser? What changed the way that I study? What changed the way that I teach? My name is David, and I'm from Washington State. I'm the latecomer to Dr. Heiser's material. But once I discovered him, I couldn't get enough. I think I've downloaded every video that I can find that belongs to, that had anything to do with something like that. I'm trying to get a copy. You know, I've got every transcript of the Naked Bible podcast. I have all of his transcripts. I'm going through his blog right now and trying to get every blog piece that he ever written from the first to the end. along with comments, because Dr. Heiser is always teaching the comments. So the students that I teach, they are beginning to understand what believing loyalty really means. And I will continue to use his studies and his teachings to better help others understand exactly who God is and what God wants, just as Dr. Heiser asked. Rest in peace, Dr. Heiser, until we see you again.
Hi, Trey. My name's Suzanne, and I'm from Maryland. I've been listening to the podcast for a few years now, and it's helped me immensely, and not just in dot connecting, but also in my walk with Christ. I have a very broken, codependent, people-pleasing, never feeling like I'm enough personality, and episode 213 of the podcast just made an incredible impression on me and helped me immensely. Mike talks in that portion of the podcast about how if you're putting your feelings above God's grace and his authority, that it's a problem. And I had never thought about it that way before. So I took his advice, and I repeat Romans 5:8 to myself all the time. And also one sentence that Mike said in there, I try to remember every day, that said, my opinion of myself is not superior to God's opinion of me. Because while I was yet a sinner and his enemy, he died for me. And that just smacked me right in the head, in the heart, and helped me feel like I had a relationship with him. So I think the kingdom has lost a great voice, and thanks for letting me contribute.
I and my housemate came to know a little bit more about the Bible through finding Dr. Heiser's podcast, and I have been binging ever since. I was a fan of Chuck Missler and finding Dr. Heiser. That was awesome. We'll miss him, and I hope that other people pick up what the torch that he has left. Thank you.
Okay, my name's Chuck Michael Heiser. I came upon him in the Deuteronomy 32 worldview. It's totally life-changing because now we know what we're up against. Now we know what this evil age and what we're fighting through, and we're focused on the kingdom to come. And wow, the episodes with Fern and Audrey, life-changing stuff there. God Most High is in charge, and Michael Heiser made that clear to me, and I'm so very grateful for him. Thank you.
My name is Mark, and I just wanted to leave a short tribute to Dr. Michael Heiser. Really saddened by your diagnosis and also your passing. First came across you on Skywatch TV, I believe, and I've been following your work closely, more so in listening to the Naked Bible podcast and purchasing a number of your books. Because of your work, Dr. Michael Heiser, I am and have a better understanding of the word Elohim and the concept. And your work on divine counsel is second to none. You will be truly missed, but we thank you for your gift to the body of Christ. And your work will continue, and your legacy will always be remembered. Look forward to seeing you in glory. God bless.
My name is Brent. I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And several years ago, I discovered Dr. Heiser's content and read The Unseen Realm, read his book on angels, read his book on demons, read Reversing Hermon. And like so many others, Dr. Heiser really shattered
the blinders and the filters that got between myself and scripture. And I grew an intense hunger and passion for the word of God. And since then, I've been on this journey where I've been sharing and teaching the content with others at my church. And just as Mike posted shortly before his death, that he would like us all to take and run the race and pay it forward. I'm just reminded of when Paul in the New Testament said he poured himself out like a drink offering for the faith of others to be built up. And Mike, you ran the good race. And though we miss you right now, we'll see you again someday, my friend. God bless you. God bless your family. We're praying for them. And until then, I'm just going to continue paying it forward for the glory of Jesus Christ, for his kingdom. Thank you so much.
Hey, Trey. My name is Mike from Houston, Texas. First, I want to offer prayer for you and Trina and the family and the pugs and the whole community. We've lost a great leader in Mike. I came across Mike probably about 2015 watching Ancient Aliens Debunked, and I was real big into astronomy and astrophotography and was raised in the church, became a Christian at a young age, but it pretty much lost my faith due to logic, because I'm the type of person that has to reason things out. And the more I did the astronomy, the more the vastness of the universe overwhelmed me. And I came across Mike on the Ancient Aliens Debunked video and saw that. And then I went and looked him up and I started watching all his YouTube videos. And it just all came back. You know, he started answering all the questions I had as a child that I couldn't get answered in my own church. You know, and then from him, I went to Hugh Ross, and it just opened up a whole new spiritual world for me, and it's restored my faith. It's made me stronger, and I believe God put Mike in this place and time to where his message could be spread through things like the internet and YouTube, where so many people can access this truth. And I really think he's revolutionized faith and theology for a lot of people, and giving us all a deeper insight into the scripture and giving us a better ability to discern what it means to us. I thank you guys. God bless you guys. I look forward to continuing to hear the podcast. Thanks.
Dr. Heiser's work and just him as a scholar in general, really, it really changed my life. I was not a believing Christian. But I had very supernatural experiences in my life, and his work opened the door for me to see how Christianity did not conflict with the supernatural worldview that I already had, and how actually the Bible affirmed my experiences. And through reading his material and then also the work of the Holy Spirit, I am now a professing and believing Christian. And I follow Christ, and Dr. Heiser's work helped to bring me out of false beliefs. And I'm just grateful to him for all of his work. He's been an inspiring individual and truly, truly has done the work of God. I hope that many expand upon what he's done, but he was just so thorough and so well, and never like uppity about it. I just love it. I just love especially his work with Gnosticism, some of his DVDs he has on Gnosticism. So I'm grateful for Dr. Heiser's life, and I just want to pray peace and comfort over his family and those that were in his direct life. Thank you, Dr. Heiser. Your work is profound, and I can't wait to meet you someday in the future, in the great beyond. God bless you, sir.
Hi there, Trey. My name is Mark. I'm from Mayville, New York. It's about an hour south of Buffalo. I was introduced to the podcast by my dad, my pastor. I'm a latecomer to the podcast, but I'm currently in the 220s somewhere, listening to all the old episodes, just take in as much of that information as I can. I was on the verge of giving up, and I was very discouraged, and I don't know how much my dad knew about that. Maybe he, you know, had a sense spiritually that there's some things going on, but I hadn't really talked to many people other than my wife about how I was feeling. But right at that point, Dr. Heiser's work was an answer to prayer, really, for me. It was encouraging. It was things that I had been confused about, wondering about, that really seems a lot of people don't have answers to. But being able to, you know, listen to his books, listen to his podcast, you know, your guys' podcast that you've been putting on, it's just really strengthened my faith walk. It's helped me to be a more spiritual Christian. It's helped me to be a Christian with more depth of understanding. And I truly believe it's helped me to be a better man. So I just want to say thank you to all of you that have been involved. Thank you, Trey. Thank you, Dr. Heiser, for being faithful to the call and for doing things sometimes that are not easy to do, you know, stepping out in areas that maybe could get criticism or things from the outside. But I just want to thank you so much for everything. Keep up the good work. God bless you guys, and I appreciate you more than I can even say.
Hi, my name is Ronald, and I come from Kenya. I would like to thank Michael Heiser and the entire Naked Bible podcast. I am so grateful for the unseen realm. Indeed, my eyes have been opened in ways that I couldn't even possibly imagine. My theology has grown in leaps and bounds. My life has been changed by this understanding of scripture. I'm so grateful for this work, and I hope to carry always with me that biblical framework of the supernatural world, especially here in Kenya and particularly in Africa, where we have bad theology about the spiritual world. This work has been so grateful and helpful in ensuring that there's a right perspective, there are good and clear boundaries to these things. So I'm so grateful, man. And may Michael Heiser rest in peace. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tom from Greenville, South Carolina. A friend introduced me to Mike's writings and teachings in 2016. And then at Christmas of 2016, my wife gave me the Unseen Realm book. And a month later, we went to Israel for 3 months to minister to Holocaust survivors. I read The Unseen Realm during our stay in Israel, and the impact on my heart and biblical understanding was and still is fatal. I attended the first Naked Bible Conference, and at the hotel where it was held, I stepped into the elevator, and there was Dr. Heiser and two other conference speakers. And all I could say to him was, thank you for a deeper understanding and a deeper relationship with the Lord. And he replied with a smile, thanks for saying that.
My name is Joshua from Chicago, Illinois. I want to take an opportunity just to say thank you to Dr. Heiser for your work, for your ministry, and how you were able to unpackage such truth in a way that that it was hard for me to understand in the Bible. I've come across certain passages that seemed contradictory or just seemed too difficult to understand. And for a while, it somehow caused a little just like weariness. But coming across the Unseen Realm and reading the book, just fell in love with it, was plugged to it, and just was impacted by it in such a way that I don't look at the Bible the same. If anything, now I try to put on the Israelite worldview in my head as I read the Bible, and it's just been so fruitful and impactful. So saddened by the transition of Dr. Heiser, but I do know one thing is that he is now in the presence of God, in the family of God, in the counsel of God, as we have such promises in the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you once again, Dr. Heiser, for your dedication, for your time, for your studying, for your dedication to bring out scholarly work to lay people like myself so indebted to your work. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Claude Daniel Fabian. They call me CD. I just wanted to take a moment and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for Dr. Michael S. Heiser. I just want to acknowledge the help he has been to me. I was raised in the church. I was raised Catholic, but I didn't really read through the scriptures very much. But my senior year in college, I gave my life to Jesus in a deeper way, got born again, baptized. And I just started really searching the scriptures thoroughly, read it through a number of times in the first few years of me being saved. I had so many questions, especially with regard to the spiritual and some of the harder verses in scripture. And personally, I was able to understand or at least see from scripture that there is some sort of spiritual battle going on, that there are these other gods that, you know, God himself created, but there's this language there, even from the commandments that you shall have no other gods beside me. And I would just be like, what is he talking about? Because I was always raised that there were no other gods, that there were no other beings like that. But reading through Daniel and the principalities, it started to fold, but I didn't get it. It would be more than a decade, maybe two decades later, that I would come upon Dr. Michael Heiser's book from a friend, Unseen Realm. And it was so encouraging, so affirming. It brought so much understanding. I wrestled with Psalm 82 and he had the answers. I never even picked up on Deuteronomy 32, 7 and 8. But just the well-established teaching and fluidity of thought through the scriptures and through the archaeology and through the studies and the times of that the Bible was being written, the original audience, and it just blessed me so much. I started listening to this podcast. Thank you, Trey, for all the work that you did with Dr. Michael S. Heiser. And so I just wanted to say thank you for all the work. I just want to thank Dr. Michael S. Heiser. I trust that the Lord is going to gather all these thanks and dedications, and he'll hear them. He'll hear them either sooner or later in the age to come. And I really look forward to meeting him face to face in the age to come. Enjoy the presence of the Lord. We love you, brother. Thank you for what you have done in my life and in so many other people's lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for using this talent, this humble man, as I'm hearing testimonies. So affirming to hear that. And I'm actually inspired. I too want to pursue higher learning so I can disseminate what God has for me to others in layman's ways. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ for Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Amen.
My name is Chris. I'm from Woodstock, Illinois. I first found Dr. Heiser probably close to 15 years ago now on YouTube through Guy Malone and, you know, the Roswell conferences. And then that led me next to Dr. Heiser's six-hour series on Gnosticism, which I loved. I watched it probably three, four times at least. I bought his Myth Draft and read The Facade when those were the only things out there. Then that led me to, he did a couple lectures, 2 years he did lectures at RCM Ministries. I got those, and, you know, that was just following the podcast and, you know, waiting for Unseen Realm to come out. I've just, he's absolutely transformed everything for me, and I appreciate it so much. You know, I'm so glad I was able to correspond with him a few times over the years. I'm glad I have all those emails saved, or at least some of them. So, yeah, thank you, Dr. Heiser.
Hello, I'm from France. My name is Anne. I just discovered Dr. Heiser books and person through the Beckett Cook show that I listen very often. And I'm so glad to see that there are people. Not enough, but people who are willing to learn more from God, from his mysteries, and to share what they know about things that have been hidden to us, to the church. And I enjoy very much what he said about everything, because it's not just a playground with, you know, good and evil, Jesus and the liar. It's more than that. And, well, I'm going to dig into all what Dr. Heiser is saying. And I also pray that you'll be able to take courage and be bold for the disease, and that you'll be leaning on the Lord for everything. So thank you, brother, for all of this. Bye-bye.
My name is Michael. I learned of listening to Michael Heiser through his podcast, went to the first Bible conference that he held in Dallas, and he was one person that I admired and really wanted to be know more about everything he taught. But being where I was and where most of the people that get involved with Mike are much more educated than I am. I suffer with dyslexia. I didn't learn how to read until I turned 21 years old. And but Mike, because of it, he worked at Faith Life, he basically talked me into buying Logos, which I'll never forget and admire the fact that he had a good position, and he promoted it heavily. I felt, maybe he didn't, but I really felt that he did. But it influenced me to want to learn how to do Bible study and to do it well. And I'm still trying to learn, still trying to struggle. And I appreciate his work, because he was for everybody an instrument of inspiration. And I thank Michael for his work and what he left his legacy in every one of us, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I've been listening to Dr. Michael Heiser for about 5 years. I found him through the Bible Project and Tim Mackey. I have learned more from him than I could even express about the love and joy of the Bible. Please forgive my voice breaking. Today is March 13th, and I just found out yesterday after listening to his Samuel podcasts that he had passed on the 20th. I just wanted to leave this message and honor him and his knowledge and everything that he shared to expand my knowledge of the Word. Godspeed, Dr. Heiser. You're an incredible, amazing person, and I can't wait to meet you in heaven. Have a very blessed day, and I pray for your family and all of us who will miss your kindness and your knowledge. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm from London in the UK, and I just wanted to say how grateful I am to Dr. Heiser for all the work he's done, and particularly for the Naked Bible podcast, listening to which has really encouraged me in my faith. Has just made me so much more enthusiastic to read the Word of God that I enthusiasm I never really had before listening to the podcast or reading his books. I think as well, it's been a big blessing to me to see someone like Dr. Heiser, who really believes that every word and every passage in the Bible is so important. And I'm deeply indebted to him for all the work he's done, and the way that his insight and his massive brain has just really had an impact on the character of my faith and my understanding of who God is. And why we're here, even as Christians. So I'm really grateful and really, really blessed. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
I love Michael Heiser's work. I was very surprised and pleased to learn that he was working with leaders who were helping people who had been ritually abused and were disassociated. His kindness, and as many have said, his gentleness was wonderful, not to mention his content.
I don't know what to say. I'm absolutely brokenhearted that Michael Heiser has passed away. I knew this was hard information to get to the public and in the public arena and the big churches, and would love to have seen it become mainstream and more so. I know it's something our children or our kids, youth, need to hear because they're into all this stuff and they need to grasp the Bible as a new vehicle, an old one that's become new to them. And I'm more than sad that this man is no longer here with us. And I hope I meet him again someday. He answered my emails personally, and I was amazed. He answered my questions personally, and I couldn't believe it. He's one of a kind. I'm thankful that I found him on the internet. I pray for your family. I pray for the family. They lost a great family member and a great man. And thank you to his wife for being there and supporting him. And in all those years, I'm sure it wasn't easy. Anyway, thank you.
Hello, my name is Nick. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm feeling fortunate to be able to voice my appreciation for Dr. Heiser because I was unable to do so in person. However, I'm aware that he is now a part of that great cloud of witnesses and able to hear this, God permitting. I began listening and learning from Dr. Heiser sometime in 2018 after a personal encounter with the forces of darkness via a supernatural experience. He was a welcome life raft, both spiritually and intellectually. His biblically sane worldview made sense of my seemingly insane encounter. As I'm sure many others have voiced in their recordings, his Unseen Realm book drastically changed my perspective about the worldview of the ancient Israelite, the contextualities of ancient Near East literature, and ultimately the mission of Jesus on earth. My biblical theology is more robust because of him. However, he also sparked in me an interest in academia, the guild, as he so humorously called it. And his continued content fanned the flames. From 2018 to 22, I completed a Bachelor of Science in Religion, a Master of Divinity, and am now pursuing doctoral work in theological anthropology. I say this to his great credit, because now I consider myself a spiritual successor of his mentality. Namely, I desire to relay scholarly information to the laity in practical ways to inform and guide their walk with Christ, God willing. So, Brother Mike, thank you for your labor of love towards us. It has produced and is continuing to produce fruit in me and others. I'm so jealous of your reward, and I look forward to seeing you in glory. Until that day, shalom.
Hi, my name is Josiah, and I'm from Red Deer, Alberta. I want to thank you, Dr. Heiser, for taking my appreciation of the Bible and cranking it up to 11. I've been reading your content for many years, and all told, it helps me follow Jesus. I don't know how to thank you for that, but thank you.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth, and I am from Greece. I recently found out Dr. Michael Heiser's podcast and seminars, and I'm very thankful to God for him. I was very blessed. I am blessed hearing him. His teachings and his view of the unseen realm changed my prayer life. I'm very thankful to God for Dr. Michael Heiser.
I'm Robin, and I'm from Ohio, and I'd like to thank Dr. Heiser and his family, and been praying for them, and just thank Dr. Heiser so much for just opening up his body of work to the layman. Thank him for just the Naked Bible podcast and all of his books and teachings, and I've grown so much in my Bible has come alive to me in just an amazing way. And really, keep it short and sweet. I don't know. I could go on for hours. There's just so much. Drina, the family, we keep praying for you. We love all of you. Trey, praying for you too. Just can't thank you enough. And just see ya in the next life. Thank you so much.
Hello, Trey. Yeah, my name is Chris, and I live in Alberta, Canada. And I just wanted to say how much the podcast Dr. Mike meant to me. I drive truck for a living, and I had lots of hours to absorb his content. And it filled in a lot of gaps and corrected my theology in some places and gave me some tools to use when explaining difficult things to my children, to my wife, to friends. I really appreciated you and your service to Mike and just the podcast and the technical support and everything that you did there. I'm going to send you an email because I'm going to see what kind of support you have to keep the podcast going, maybe with other scholars. And I think it's important. But God used Mike in incredible and mighty ways, and I'm blessed and changed for it. So praise the Lord for that. And we look forward to seeing Mike soon. So God bless you, and hopefully we get a chance to talk someday. Bye-bye.
My name is Nielsen Moraes, and I am a DMIN student at South Florida Bible College Theological Seminary in Deerfield, Florida. I began listening to the Naked Bible podcast in 2017 when I was looking for a good Bible study on the book of Ezekiel. I credit Dr. Heiser for teaching me how to love and understand the prophetic books. I began listening to this podcast before entering seminary, and I believe the podcast, his lectures, or his teachings, it's like sitting in a seminary class for sure. I will miss the going back and forth between Trey and Dr. Heiser about fantasy football, and especially hearing about his pugs. I will miss most his intellect, his love for the Lord, and his voice. I will keep supporting you all, and as long as the next successor loves the Lord, loves the Word, and teaches truth, he will be following Dr. Heiser's footsteps. Thank you for this opportunity.
Hello, my name is Carmella. I am from Perth, Western Australia. I first came across Michael Heiser when I was listening to Frank Turek's podcast, Cross-Examined, while he was doing an interview with Michael. From here, I Googled the Naked Bible podcast and found Michael's podcast with a series of episodes he had already done. I looked down through the titles and was surprised to discover an episode on the evil eye. This absolutely caught my attention. My parents are Sicilian, and I was brought up with this cultural superstition. I had always wondered about this phenomena. This was the first episode I listened of Michael's podcast. It blew me away to discover its origins and all the facts surrounding this topic. And to hear it was in the Bible. I could not believe how a Christian biblical scholar researched and studied this subject to bring to people's inquisitive minds and attention. I mean, who does this? I was astounded and excited that I told all my friends and family. From then on, I was hooked on Michael Heiser. I have to say how much I loved and enjoyed Michael's Naked Bible podcast. He seemed to research and cover the material on topics so thoroughly. I found it gripping. I became immersed in his resourcefulness as he talked about whatever subject or topic in all its possibilities and avenues relating to the topic subject matter to find the truth of it all.
My name is Gord McGowan, and I'm a business professional with an early career history in pastoral ministry in Canada. I've also been very interested in the spiritual world for many years, having grown up in a missionary home, a Pentecostal missionary home, and having gone to a Pentecostal Bible college and then having transitioned to a broader perspective of Christianity over the past 30 years. I was introduced to Dr. Michael Heiser over a year ago by my pastor, and as I read The Unseen Realm, I realized that so much of what Mike had to say about heaven, the supernatural world, the divine counsel, the messianic profile, and the new perspective on Paul made so much sense of so many questions I have been wrestling with for years. I have found that so many in my tradition have a strong belief in the specifics of the supernatural world, but they are often uncertain of the overall biblical framework that is needed to really adequately guide their understanding and application of those specifics. I am so appreciative of Mike's courage and willingness to venture into these very risky areas of theology that so often isolate people from each other, and then to thoughtfully and carefully expound what I consider to be a far more comprehensive worldview from a Christian point of view. I was recently researching the topic of heaven as it has been viewed by many traditions in history, and I quickly came to realize that looking into heaven really is about researching worldview. A deficient view of the unseen world will seriously impact your worldview. Thank you to Dr. Michael Heiser for helping me to expand mine, and I'm sure others feel the same about the role he has played in expanding theirs. I look forward to joining Mike and so many others in the Divine Council.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everybody who has left the message. I know Mike would have appreciated it. It means a lot. Very heartfelt messages. Appreciate hearing how much Mike and the podcast and his work has meant to everybody. It's fun to hear from the audience directly. You've got one more chance to go to nakedbiblepodcast.com and leave a message. If you have not done so, hurry and go there. Don't delay. And also, please help support the podcast while you're there. I'd appreciate it. And also, once again, a reminder that the podcast is going to continue. So please consider supporting the podcast if you have not. It's the only place to go to support the podcast. With that, I want to thank everybody who has left the message and everybody else for listening to the Naked Bible Podcast. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Naked Bible Podcast. To support this podcast, visit www.nakedbibleblog.com. To learn more about Dr. Heiser's other websites and blogs, go to www.drmsh.com.